Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel. Love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this program we speak about the love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's why it's a very beautiful program. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Madani Channel throughout the year comes up with such amazing topics, such amazing programs. So always make intention to keep watching Madani Channel at least for a few hours a day, inshallah ta'ala. And also with your children, let your children watch Madani Channel, inshallah. This will help increase the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in their hearts. So alhamdulillah, in this program we have covered lots of matters and lots of topics regarding love, regarding the requirements of love, regarding what the love requires from a lover, and how should a person become a practical lover of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And how should we prove that love with our character, with our behavior, with our practices? So today's topic regarding love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi, because love requires tribute as well. What we are talking now, what we are discussing now is, you know, we are making mention of the beloved. We are discussing about the beloved. We are paying tribute in such a holy court. But what tribute would be greater than the tribute of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, meaning the tribute of the Sahaba-e-Kiram in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, there are some wonderful, wonderful narrations. We'll come to that. But before that, let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat, salutations, durood upon the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said, "The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks." Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such an element which we can say that it is an inbuilt factor in the lovers. The lovers of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam naturally love listening to the naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also reading them, also reciting them. If they are not reciters, then they at least are listeners. They love listening to naat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their homes, in the workplaces, in the car, whenever they're driving from work, to the masjid, to the house. So they try that they have a CD of Naat or a flash disk of a Naat, or through Bluetooth with their phones, they'll be listening to Naat and, you know, be reading it along. So what is Naat? Naat is praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And where is this concept of Naat from? Is it something new? Is it something which has come in today's time, that to recite Naat or to pay tribute in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is actually, we see from the practices of the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, how they would pay tribute in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we will discuss about Sahaba ikram and their tribute in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The first narration I would mention is about the first Khalifa of Islam. This first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, writes, and he says something very beautiful. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's beautiful, amazing words, subhanallah, which translates to, "When I saw our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam departing, Allahu Akbar. When I saw our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departing, the houses became narrow for me in spite of their vastness. Look at this wonderful, beautiful form of praise and naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that I was present when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam physically departed from the world. So my house, or the houses which are vast, they felt narrow for me, meaning like my world and my life, my surroundings had become squeezed upon me, they had narrowed upon me, meaning it felt so lonely and so empty. He further says, my heart was panic-stricken at that time due to his demise, and my bones within me shall remain broken so long as I live. Meaning, I was broken, completely shattered from inside. Then he says, if only I was buried in a grave with rocks upon me. Allah, Allah, Allah. If only I was buried in a grave with rocks upon it before the demise of my companion sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that it was better to see the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam departing in front of my eyes. It was better than this, that I would be buried with rocks above me. Not soil, but rocks above me before seeing that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is departing. Allahu Akbar. This is a form of love. Every word, every line, every sentence of these beautiful words, of these beautiful sentiments of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, are love filled, full of love, full of praise, full of muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is naat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then the naat, Allahu Akbar, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. He says that he began propagation, but we denied. He began to preach, but we denied. The Prophet who had news told us true words. Meaning at the beginning people denied, but he was the most truthful. I had oppressed the daughter of Al-Khattab, then my Lord guided me on the night on which they said Umar was renounced. So this beautiful narration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepting Islam, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu even beat up his own sister. And why was that? What was the reason? The reason was that she had become a Muslim, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's brother-in-law had also become a Muslim. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time, he had not yet entered the folds of Islam. He was actually going to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Where a turning point occurred, and he ended up going and visiting the sister. When someone said, go look at your sister, what's happening there? She has become a Muslim. So he went there to see the sister had really become a Muslim. Quran was being recited, he saw, and ultimately after a whole event there, he also became a Muslim, subhanallah azza wa jal. So he is also praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he further mentions, when she with delight supplicated to her Rabb azza wa jal, meaning the sister, possessor of the throne, and tears were speedily flowing from her eyes, she was sincere in her prayers. My sister cared for me, and she prayed for me with tears in the eyes. I said, I testify that Allah is our creator, and that Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is famous amongst us today, is a true prophet who has come with an authentic proof. He fulfilled trust, and there is no frailty in his promise, meaning there is no weakness in what he promises. There is no second opinion. There is no doubt regarding him being a trustworthy person. So this was the beautiful manner of Naate Rasul of Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we look at the third Khalifa of Islam, subhanallah, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, of great rank recites his book, meaning the Holy Quran, towards which all desires of recitation become devoted. He is beloved. Every day sweetness is upon him. And when he expresses a statement, what he says is the truth. Subhanallah, such beautiful words in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then we look at the fourth Khalifa of Islam. Subhanallah, the father of Hasanayn Kareemain, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. The messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was assisted and was sent with justice. He came with Al-Furqan, the Holy Quran, which descended from Allah Azza wa Jal. It has clear verses for the intelligent. Many people believed in that, were certain, and they became, all praise belonged to Allah Azza wa Jal, unified. They all became unified after learning the Holy Quran, after having believed in the preaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people denied and their hearts became deviated. Those who brought Iman, they became unified. Those who disbelieved, they became deviated. The Rabb Azza wa Jal of the throne persistently increased them in their insanity. Meaning those who accepted, Allahu Akbar, those are the wise. And those who did not accept, they were nothing but insane. Allah, this is also undoubtedly a beautiful, wonderful manner of Naat-e Rasul by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we look at another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He also writes, which translates to, I praise Allah azza wa jal. He guided my heart to Islam, the pure religion. The deen, meaning the religion that came from the majestic Rabb azza wa jal, who is all-knowing of the servants and the most merciful towards them. Then he says, when his message was recited before us, the tears of the wise and those with intellect started flowing. Ahmad, the chosen one, the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is obeyed amongst us. Do not visit him with stern, with hard words. By Allah Azza wa Jal, we will not surrender him to a nation when we have not yet refuted them with our swords. Meaning we will stand for justice. We will stand for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such great sentiments, such great emotions, and such great praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we come to a great Naat Khan. We come to a great person, such a person who is a mentor and an example of all the Naat Khans. Allahu Akbar, Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wa ahsanu minka lam taraqattu ayni, wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa, khulikta mubarra'an min kulli aib. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my eye has never seen a more beautiful person than you. My eye has never seen a more beautiful person than you. And how will it see? Because no mother has ever given birth to someone elegant as you. You are created free from all defects, like as if you wish to be created in that way. Subhanallah. This is the Naat Khan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such great words in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No way a person's imagination stops. That's where a poet's imagination starts. And where the poet's imagination finishes, that's where actually the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam begins. So what level of muhabba is this? That Ya Rasulullah, my eye has never seen a beautiful person than you. It's not that I haven't seen, so it's my fault. No, The fact is that no one has given birth to someone like you. No mother has given birth to someone like you. You are free from all defects. You are completely free from all defects. Subhanallah. Like as if you were created the way you wished. So, Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Allahu Akbar, another great Naat reciter, a Naat Khan, a Naat writer of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. He says, Wa kamal husn huzur hai. कि गुमान नक्स जहां नहीं वो कमाल हुस्न हुजूर है कि गुमान नक्स जहां नहीं यही फूल खार से दूर है यही शमा है कि धुआं नहीं that this is the perfection of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we're not talking about defects but even the imagination just to imagine a defect for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not possible He is a flower, but not only a flower. If to say flower for someone is a praise on its own. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that he is such a flower which is free from thorns. And subhanAllah, he is such a lamp, he is such a light, free from smoke. SubhanAllah, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit says that you are free from all defects. Allahu Akbar, like as if you wished, you desired to be created in that certain way. SubhanAllah, another beautiful poetry. By Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the translation of which is the almighty Allah azza wa jal derived from his name the name of the master to exalt his loftiness the lord of the throne is mahmud and this is muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam meaning they have the same root letters ha meem and dal they have the same root letters. So this great shayar is using some Arabic language skills as well by saying that the Rabb Azza wa Jal, the Rabb Subhanallah Azza wa Jal derived from his name, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to exalt his loftiness, the Lord of the throne, the Rabb of the throne is Mahmud and this is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A prophet came to us after despair, a long interval between the messengers and after the idols were being worshipped. He became a source of light, illuminated and brightened and a guide. He gleamed like the polished swords of Hind sparkle. Allahu Akbar. He warned us of the fire and gave us glad tidings of Jannah. He taught us Islam. So Allah, we praise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Naat of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Such a blessed name. The name Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Such a prophet who came after a very long interval of prophets and messengers being sent to the world. A time of darkness. A time of idol worshipping. A time of infidelity. A time of ignorance. A time in which there was so much of oppression. A time in which there were so many sins. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came like a sparkling sword. Like a brand new sword and its blade is shining. Never used. So it's shining. You know, just as an example, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's brightness, subhanallah, changed the universe. Allahu Akbar, such great naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the same sahabi, Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentions in another poetry of his, he says that, is any day more tragic, is any day more sad than that day on which Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam departed from the world. Blessed are you, O grave of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and blessed is the city in which the rightly guided and accurate Prophet is buried. Allahu Akbar, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because of your presence, that place of earth is so noble, is so elevated, and because of your relation, the entire city is so much of praiseworthy. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Hajiyo aao, Shahanshah ka roza dekho. Kaaba to dekh chuke ho, Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. Allahu Akbar. And whatever we receive is through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So where the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried where the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is resting. Subhanallah, imagine what will be the level of that place of earth, that place, that peace of land. What will be the status of that? You know, some people fight, is Makkah great? Is Medina great? Allahu Akbar. Now this is a story of love. This is a matter of love. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Subhanallah, he beautifully puts a full stop. He puts a full stop to this. He says that Taibana Sahi Afzal, Makkah hi bada zahid. Hum ishq ke bande hain, kyu baat badai hai? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he further states, the people of the past were not blessed of anyone like Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, nor will anyone equivalent to him be lost until judgment day. Meaning, no one was like him, no one will be like him after him. Subhanallah. Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further states, my passion cannot refrain from his praise. Perhaps through it I will remain in the everlasting Jannah. That through the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may I attain a place in Jannah. With Al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the chosen one, I look forward to his proximity through that praise, through the praises. I look forward towards his proximity for the obtaining, for the obtaining that day, I strive and work hard. Meaning through the praises, through the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. These are just few examples of how the great Sahaba praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How they were great Naat Khans of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Naat is praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually a great form, a very great form of earning reward, of earning sawab, and attaining the closeness of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, provided that Naat Khani is sincere, that Naat Khani is for Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Naat Khani's core is love and not just tunes and not just, you know, some hip-hop styles and not just doing it for the sake of money to get thick envelopes or for the sake of attaining public attention, that hey man, that guy has so beautiful voice, oh look at him man, his style is like that. Naat Khan's true spirit is the closeness of Allah and his blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It should be free from show off. It should be free from worldly gains. It should be solely and wholly for the purpose of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as this is the practice of Sahaba-e-Karam. Yes, this is what the Sahaba-e-Karam did. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have seen such examples as well, how the Sahaba would praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So praises of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should be made for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not to impress so-and-so person, not to impress so-and-so person, not to get a lot of views, not to get a lot of likes and shares and this and that. Because in a pious deed, if all these corrupt intentions are mixed, it's like mixing a pure and clean bucket of milk with something which is impure. Allahu Akbar. So why spoil the whole essence of it? Why ruin the whole essence of it? If our soul and our goal is Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then this, what is this world then? What is this world? Everything else will come in line automatically because our aim is Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, what's the purpose? What's the purpose then? If we are only after the worldly gains. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's become Naat Khans. Let's become the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and act upon this blessed sunnah of Sahaba. And yes, an important message. Teach this to your children as well. Let them watch Madani channel. Madani channel has such great Naat Khans, subhanallah, which instilled the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the heart through the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in beautiful manners, in beautiful ways, subhanallah azza wa jal. Let the children also watch, admire, and also practice that in themselves as well, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, keep us away from showing off, and keep us on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.